At the Animal Agriculture Alliance Summit in Arlington, Virginia, we're going to visit with Gene Gregory, President and CEO of United Egg Producers. Gene, wanted to visit with you, a little follow-up here to the situation with the HSUS video, supposedly shot in some Iowa egg barns a few weeks ago, and just find out where you're at as far as the industry on follow-up on that.
In this particular case, we have personally not ourselves done the investigation yet, which we will do reasonably soon. But we had a third-party auditor go in and go to each of the Rose Acre farms and do not only an audit, but an evaluation of the conditions that were shown on the videos to try to determine if those conditions actually did exist or do exist at that present time. And the auditors then provided us with an extensive report from those farm investigations, and we were satisfied that the company was following the code of conduct practices that we require, that they we did observe, you know, a couple little things as far as handling that we've made some recommendations to change, but we're not sure everything that was shown on the videos could be validated at the Rose Acre Farms.
And the other company involved is not part of your UAP certified program?
That's correct, and therefore we have no authority to verify our program requirements on that farm, and so they're a good company. I mean, no disrespect to them, but we just don't have any authority there.
We were talking here that the impact of this video may not have been as great as might have been feared.
Yeah, I think that's true. We have we've been involved in at least five or six of these over the last couple of years, and the media coverage of this one was not nearly as extensive as it has been any others. And the same way, when we often get calls from the retail or restaurant market asking us about this, we really didn't get any calls on this one. So it passed quickly, and the reason for that, I don't know. But we're happy.
Of course, Humane Society of the United States use us as an argument for cage-free production. And I know there's been a lot of debate about that in the industry. Of course, as we've heard from some of the speakers here at the conference, that's really not their goal. Their ultimate goal is to do away with the industry altogether. Talk about cage-free, and, you know, is there going to be more of a move in that direction?
Well, you know, first of all, I think we need to say that as an organization, we believe in consumer choice, but we don't believe that choice should be taken away from people by an animal activist agenda. If you go into a retail grocery store, they got a whole variety of eggs. Consumers have the opportunity to buy conventional cage eggs, cage-free eggs, organic eggs, all kinds of varieties. And while there's no official numbers, we keep estimating that about 5% of the market is in cage-free and organic eggs, and if the market wants more, we'll produce more. The fact of it is, they're not buying more. In fact, we are actually producing surplus eggs in those kind of facilities. So while the Humane Society is pushing this cage-free, we know that that's not their end game. Once you've done that, then they'll want free range, and eventually they'll want no eggs at all. But the problem of it is, while we believe in consumer choice, we do know that there is some serious problems in the cage-free business because of animal health, food safety, animal welfare, and while we've got guidelines for cage-free, we don't feel nearly as comfortable with those as we do with the conventional cage. And we also have had a economic study done by Promar International as to what would be the impact if a national ban should take place on conventional cage. And it is a disaster for the industry because we know that it would not be a sustainable industry. We know now that we'd have to import lots of eggs if that was the case. So we are looking at some alternatives, which we hope in the next few weeks we'll be able to announce.
We have noticed, Gene, that HSUS is putting a lot of pressure on the food industry, restaurants in particular, I guess, to go cage-free, and some of those restaurant chains have announced that they're going to phase in cage-free in some cases. How big a concern is that to you?
Well, it is a concern to me because I think, again, that is a consumer choice issue. If consumers come in and are wanting to buy cage-free eggs, fine, that's what the retailer or the restaurant should offer. I don't like the idea that, and this is market intimidation, don't misunderstand, because I've seen the tactics they use to encourage a restaurant or a retailer to use cage-free. And they may say, they may reach an agreement, they'll, okay, we'll buy 2% or we'll buy 5%, whatever it is. Some cases they're already offering or selling more than that anyway. And so they do that just to get the pressure off of them from the Humane Society. What bothers us about it is that while the marketplace may say we'll buy 2%, 3%, 5%, HSUS's press releases or websites or blogs or though for thereafter simply says that such and such has gone cage free. As an example, and my figures may not be exactly right, but Walmart has said that their private label, whatever it is, they would put cage-free in that. That is just such a tiny bit of Walmart's business, it's almost unmeasurable. But yet the Humane Society of the United States is now saying Walmart's gone cage-free. Same way with Trader Joe's, so forth. So they mislead what those facts really are. But we know that they buy $2,000 worth of stock and bring forward a stockholders resolution. I would say to those companies, think about who your customer really is, instead of the fact that HSUS is not your customer. They don't buy any of your animal products in your place of business anyway.
Are you as an industry doing anything to try to address that with the food companies? Or?
You know, we have a public relations fund. Our UEP certified companies pay in a fee for public relations. We have about $1.5 million a year. We do this. One of the things that we've done, I think, is unique for animal agriculture, is that over the past 3 years, we've held 6 retail animal welfare conferences in which we invite the people that are with the grocery or restaurants. They're people, not egg buyers, but people that are either in consumer affairs or public relations. We bring them into a conference. We have 1 day of the science, those kind of things, classroom type of thing. Then we put them on a bus, and we take them out to a farm, let them see a cage house as well as a cage-free house. Let them ask the farmer any questions they want, take pictures, take video, whatever they want. They can do anything they want on that farm. And so that has been a way for us to provide education to the marketplace, because in most cases, these people have never, ever seen an egg farm.